This podcast was produced on the lands of the Kabi Kabi people. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging and thank them for how they have lovingly cared for and preserved the land, natural resources, and bush medicine in which we are inspired by today.
Welcome to the Students of Natural Health podcast. My name is Dana Laura. I'm a student naturopath and I'm going to be your host for this episode. Now, joining me today, we have lovely Kat the student nat, Kat the student naturopath. She's a third year Bachelor of Naturopathy student and I want to give her a really warm welcome to the pod. Hi, Nat.
Hi, Kat. It's the problem with alliteration in your name, isn't it?
Oh, does that happen often?
No. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being on my podcast, Kat the Student Nat.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, we're going to jump into some questions because I'm curious to know a bit about you and to, get to know you. My first question that I have for you is, what is your origin story? What motivated you to become a naturopath?
So I am a nurse, like a registered nurse.
Oh, cool.
But I also have quite a big background of like the chronic-y style illnesses that you don't really want to have when you're like a teenager, but that Western medicine doesn't really know how to do anything with. So I got glandular fever when I was in high school and kind of had chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic respiratory infections, pharyngitis, antibiotics, pneumonias, wow, all that type of thing afterwards. And then with that sort of also came, you know, the antibiotic use and then the poor gut health because no one really talked to me about antibiotic-induced dysbiosis and the importance of probiotics and all of that sort of thing. And I ended up essentially like completely depleted trying to be like finish my degree and like be a new grad nurse with like nothing left physically of my body. And it was only seeing a naturopath and researching into the natural options that are out there that actually kind of brought back some of my vitality. So that was definitely my intro into natural medicine is freaking cool. Herbs are cool. Nutrition, like food is medicine.
Preach.
Type thing. I don't have to just live my life feeling like a shell of a human. Like there are other things out there. Like just because my GP says there's nothing else does not mean there's nothing else.
Yeah.
And then during nursing, I just kind of felt like I wasn't 100% giving back to my patients in the way that I wanted to, because it is a reductionist health system. There's so much that it doesn't touch on. A lot of my history as a nurse was in the emergency department as well. So it's very like go, 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 very acute presentations, all of that sort of thing. There's not a lot of room for like nuance, I guess, in there, getting to know the patient and their actual, like their story, I guess their context.
Yeah. Emergency, that's really hectic place to go into, isn't it?
Yes. And I was doing it through COVID as well. And all of the experienced nurses were like leaving because they'd, you know, they'd had their time in nursing. They were done.
Wow.
It just provided a nice like little outro for them. So it was definitely chaos. Got a bit burnt out through all of that as well. Had to spend quite a bit of time building my vitality back up. But I was actually living with a housemate who's also a student naturopath at the time. And she was kind of like, why don't you just do naturopathy? Like, you don't want to be a nurse forever. Like, you're so passionate about this stuff. Why don't you just study it too? And then I think like a week later, I was enrolled in Endeavor and starting classes.
Yeah. And you'd never looked back?
Never, absolutely never looked back. Like my time being a nurse has been incredible, but it's definitely, it doesn't align with my values towards wellness. So I'm excited to be doing something that aligns with me better.
That's brilliant that you've recognized that rather than like just slogging it out and getting to that point later in life where you're like, why? Like what for? For a job?
I'm so grateful to have realized all of this in my 20s and not like where I guess my options are so much greater. Yeah. I've given less of myself already away.
Yeah. So you actually did complete your nursing. How long were you working as a nurse before you jumped back in and did study again?
Not very long. So I started nursing in 2020, and then I started my Bachelor of Naturopathy in December of 2021. So essentially, I was nursing 2 years, and then now have been doing naturopathy for two and a bit years.
Yeah, nice. I actually did my nurse. I started my nursing in 2020.
You?
I did, yeah, but I ended up one getting pregnant and having a pretty of a rough
That
pregnancy.
puts a bit of a spanner in the works.
Yeah, I
Yes.
pulled out, but yeah, that was right when COVID started happening and I was just watching things on the news and watching how people were treated and I just went, I don't know if I want to be a part of that. I think like
Incredible choice that you made. And now you're doing something so much more like aligned with who you are, which is incredible.
And that is a really common theme, I think, for people that do study naturopathy. It does align with their values and their ethics and their who they are as people and the way that they view the world. It's such a philosophical degree where you look at the whole person and you look at, you know, it's about uncovering the root cause. And a lot of us through this podcast that I've interviewed, a lot of us have had ailments of our own and didn't necessarily find the answers that they were looking for and have turned to this. So,
I think that's such a common story. Like, I definitely know all of the other student nats that I really talk to have definitely had, something in the past that has Western medicine has just been kind of like, well, not sure. But they've actually found ways to improve their well-being and their vitality naturally. I think it's such a deeply personal thing though, isn't it? Like, I don't know, like, how, I don't know, like when you're 18, you make the choice to go to university and you study something that maybe it just kind of sounds interesting, or you're like, oh, I
yeah.
could get a job at this. Naturopathy isn't like that. Like, no one doing this is doing it because they aren't like 100% passionate about it. Like, everybody has that drive
Yeah.
within natural medicine. It's amazing.
Exactly. It's a pretty hectic degree too, like to just do it for fun. Like, I mean, people do it because they're trying to improve their own wellness and the wellness of their family, but like it's a hectic degree.
It's a huge commitment if you're not getting some sort of benefit, I guess, from it. The
How?
hours spent studying
Oh yeah.
50 hours a week.
I see you on Instagram, you know, with your little study sessions and stuff. Like you dedicate a lot of time to your craft.
I try. I try.
How have you found the comparison of studying naturopathy to studying nursing?
Something that's so interesting that I feel like everyone who studies naturopathy will already know this, but so many people who don't study naturopathy would not have figured this. The science within naturopathy is like 10 times the amount of science that we touched on in nursing. Like,
Yep.
I got credits for all of my relevant nursing classes, and I still had to do about five science subjects for naturopathy to build on that knowledge.
Yeah, wow. This is something I'm interested in because you're third year, obviously. I'm in my first year, and we have a similar-ish background with the nursing studies. Did you feel like you needed to do extra science to catch up with the science that was expected of you in naturopathy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know whether that speaks to where I was mentally in my studies for nursing, or like the age or the type of nursing that I went into. But definitely I felt like I had a lot to catch up on
Yeah.
science-wise when I started. Even like, I think I came in with, I think the first science class that I had to do was chemistry and biochemistry, I think. And even that, I was like, oh, don't remember learning this in nursing. Oh, like, I don't remember learning this in nursing. Or like, oh, I think we just kind of like touched on this. Like, it genuinely felt like all of this stuff that is so basic was like genuinely still new knowledge to me. I had to
Yeah.
integrate all of this new information because we just go into it in so much more detail.
And it's the foundations of the degree, isn't it? Like everything you do builds upon that foundational knowledge.
100%. Yeah. Oh my God. I can't even imagine trying to do some of these classes now without having that foundational biochemistry and human physiology knowledge.
Yeah, I'm in the process of like, because I will get my introductory bioscience and one of my anatomy and physiology classes credited, but I'm considering, like, do I just redo it? Because I don't know if I've got enough, if I've got enough prior knowledge there, because I feel like I've got a lot of catching up to do.
I 100% agree. And like a part of me does still do kind of wish that maybe I hadn't gotten so many classes credited initially. I think it would have been, because the amount of study that I had to put into the classes that I came into was this is kind of embarrassing to admit, but maybe double what they suggested putting in to actually integrate all of that knowledge.
And just to, like, catch up.
If I'd come in. Yeah. I think if I'd come in initially, like, it would have been another class that I had to do, but it would have been a lot easier to integrate all of that new information than what I ended up having to do for biochem and stuff.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you so much for your candor on that. I really appreciate that. Would you mind sharing where you did do your nursing?
I did my nursing at the Australian Catholic University.
Oh, cool. Okay. Did you like it?
I did like it. I didn't like everything about the uni. I mean, there were certain classes that were very Catholic education based that it felt like maybe didn't have a place in a tertiary institution.
Yeah.
But like, I loved that it was a small campus. I loved that you sort of got to know everybody in your classes. And it really felt like with your graduating group that you knew sort of everyone, like you knew who they were, you knew their story, like you knew where they were going with their degree. Like it felt like you were graduating with a group of friends, even if, you know, you didn't necessarily spend a lot of time outside of class with everybody sort of thing.
How have you found you, because you said you go to Endeavor, how have you found that experience?
So this has been my first trimester at Torrens. I actually made the switch to
Torrens. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm loving it so far. It's been another big transition for me because of the different styles of learning between the two institutions. Endeavor, I initially loved because of the flexibility to study online without any necessity to actually be on campus for any reason. I lived in Canberra initially when I started my degree, and so there's no campus for Torrens or Endeavour in Canberra, and so being able to study 100% online was the only reason that I was able to start my degree when I did.
Is that the whole degree? It can be 100% online, or you still have practical components?
You still have practicals. So when you get to the preclinical studies, like clinical skills level classes, you have to go onto campus for those.
Yeah.
But all of the science and the materia medica and like your herbal classes and your nutrition classes can all be done online.
Yeah, nice. And then how are you finding Torrens as well? You're enjoying it?
I love Torrens. I'm very glad that I made the switch. It has been a very challenging trimester for me trying to integrate the different learning styles. So Endeavor was very much based on you come to your class or you watch the recording online and then you do some work to integrate knowledge. They were very, here is 70 slides of PowerPoint information that we think is relevant. And then afterwards you can integrate anything that you feel like we haven't touched on enough.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas Torrens is very, read these 15-page papers and then come to your class and we'll discuss together as a group what we've learned from these papers. So it's very, very self-directed and very like integrative. It's very much like, oh, we'll all come together and we'll discuss what we think is going on, as opposed to Endeavor, which I definitely found to be a more passive learning style for the most part.
I can see how both of those would appeal to different people though, like, and I think that's really great for our audience that might be considering either doing the transition or they're considering going into study, to pick which one is going to best suit them. So that's thank you so much for saying that.
Absolutely. And just a little plug for one of my friends on Instagram as well, Caitlin Toll Naturopathy, made a story that's on her highlights on her Instagram.
I saw that
because she was considering transferring to Torrens. And so she sort of outlined all of the differences. And I think for anyone wondering about the two, I think that's a really great resource as well.
I'll pop that down in the link as well for anybody that's considering making the switch. It was really informative. So yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
That is absolutely fine.
So what is your current study load?
So I only did two classes in trimester one. And going into trimester two, I'm also only doing two classes. I'm scared to do full time at Torrens. The workload is kind of insane.
Yeah.
I like hats off to anybody who's managing three classes and also like having a life outside of that, because I don't think that I could. So I'm definitely part time now.
Yeah, me too. I'm only plugging away one class at the moment per trimester, but it still works out really good. Like you can do three classes a year if you don't jump on and do a summer class as well, which I know they do offer a lot of them as summer classes. So
yeah, and I think that's really awesome as well that they offer the like the little summer intensive block to get another class done.
Yeah. Did you get all of your previous subjects credited over as well when you moved over?
Not all of them. A good percentage of them. They set up study a little bit differently. Like a lot of the classes that Endeavour does one or two for, Torrens will do the other. So like if Endeavour has all these two classes are linked, Torrens will only have one class that's the same. So not everything linked up beautifully. But I did get credits for a lot of my classes. And then some of the core classes at Endeavour as well were electives at Torrens, which kind of made me sad because I've got two of my electives credited from Endeavour and I kind of wanted to do some electives at Torrens, but that's okay.
Which ones were you thinking that you wanted to do?
I wanted to do iridology. I think that would be so incredible to learn more about. I had someone read my iris on Instagram a few weeks ago and everything that they said was just like 100% spot on. Everything she was like, have you had this? Have you had this? And I was like, yeah, like that's wild. She was like, any previous knee injuries? And I was like, what the hell? Yes, like that's insane. How did you see that from my eye?
Would you be able to, just for our audience that might not know what iridology is, can you give like a really, really brief explanation or try?
Goodness, I can do my best. It's basically the study of, and I would love to be corrected if I'm wrong on this as well. It's a study of, I guess, the structure and the components of the iris of your eye, which is like the colored part. It tells you, based on the sections and what you see in all of the different sections, apparently everything that's literally going on in your body or has ever gone on in your body. I know so little about it, but like even in terms of like the stranding of the colors and like all of the different sections apparently tells you so much about all of your body systems. I think it's incredible.
Yeah. Do you think that's something you might want to go and do further study in?
I would love to. I think it's so interesting. And clearly I don't know anything about it.
You did really well. You did really well to explain that. And I did just put you on the fly with that. There was no preparation for that. So you've done really well.
No preparation at all. I was like, what's an eye? Let me just remember.
Have you got a particular interest within naturopathy that you're drawn to?
I have a couple. On the more personal side, my mum was diagnosed with breast cancer last year. And prior to that, I had never really considered the scope of naturopathy within cancer therapy, cancer treatment, that sort of thing. But I did, I guess, as much research as you can as a student into it. And I think it's such an interesting place where natural medicine has such huge possible benefit. And I would love, love, love to go into that space, whether it be clinical practice, you know, taking on patients who are currently under an oncologist, undergoing treatment, helping to manage their symptoms and increasing their vitality, taking on patients who don't want anything to do with chemo or radiation. They just want to try and manage it naturally, or whether it be research into, you know, what compounds do what. I've read some interesting papers about turmeric and its sort of tumor fighting capacity lately. Like there's so much research that could be done in that sphere as well. So that's definitely one area of passion for me.
Yeah, how beautiful. And it's such a lovely fusion as well of your history with nursing I love that it's bringing together illnesses that might be seen as traditionally like Western dominant illnesses, you know, and yeah, opening yourself up to working with that space. I think a few people might be a bit nervous about treating cancer patients as a naturopath, but that's brilliant.
I mean, I'm nervous, and it's definitely not something that I would consider until I had at least a few years of experience as a practitioner and then a lot more education on top of it. There's so many things that you have to consider, especially if the patient is on chemotherapy or undergoing radiation. For example, my mom actually follows me on Instagram, so I hope that she doesn't mind me talking about this.
Hi, Mom.
When she was undergoing radiation, she actually had to cease all of her antioxidant supplements. And the reasoning for that is because they're so effective that they would mean that she would be doing radiation for no reason. Like, it literally just would not have any impact on the tumor cells because the antioxidants would just come into bat. Like, I just think like all of that stuff is stuff that you have to consider. But if that doesn't speak to how powerful natural medicine can be as well, like,
that's incredible. That's incredible.
So interesting. Hey,
I just have to sit with that for a minute.
The power of glutathione. Hey,
have you had a favorite subject so far?
I've had many favorite subjects, I think. Definitely had a huge love-hate relationship with the Materia Medica classes. Hate because of the amount of time and blood, sweat, and tears put into those classes, but love because the amount of information in those classes, the amount of cool information about herbs, I think is incredible. And it's the basis of everything that we'll really do as prakis. Like, the materia medica that you create during your classes is the basis of your materia medica for the rest of your practice, which I think is so cool. And I loved nutritional biochemistry. I love the functional nutritional medicine classes. I think they're all of them. Like, I don't really think there's a class that I've hated.
You can see your passion and you can see that it's something you're obsessed with.
I am. Obsessed is such a good word. Yes.
Love it. Have you had moments where you've had really low motivation and burnout, having to cement all of this information into your head? And how have you overcome that?
I actually think that I'm dealing with a very tiny amount of low grade burnout at the moment. Mm-hmm. Just because it's been such a huge trimester and, you know, working full time as a nurse and integrating to the new learning system. I think that the important thing is just self-care and nervous system regulation and really, really cementing your self-care practices and your routines. Like, I would be genuinely nothing without my morning routine, without my bedtime routine, without herbs. I don't even know who I would be without herbs. Like, I think it's all just about taking care of yourself and giving yourself the conscious and purposeful opportunities to relax and rest in so many different ways as well. Like, it's not just sleeping. It's not just like sitting in front of a TV and staring at the TV, like resting purposefully in all of the ways that you need to, but then spending purposeful time reflecting and offloading and integrating everything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. That's beautiful advice. I just need to backtrack for a second. Are you still working full-time as a nurse while you're studying?
Yes.
My jaw is on the floor. What? How?
It's a time commitment, okay, I guess.
So you're working full-time and you're studying part-time, but it's like, you know, at least 20 to 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. A tiny amount of burnout. I think you're doing really well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I attribute it literally all to Siberian ginseng, if I'm honest. Siberian ginseng and lion's mane have really gotten me through this trimester. So shout out to them, honestly.
We all have our hero herbs that get us through.
Absolutely.
What is something you wish you knew before starting the degree?
There's honestly a lot of things I wish I'd knew before I started the degree. And I think part of that is just because, you know, I got very much encouraged to start and that passion built. And within a week, I was already enrolled in a semester worth of classes. I think I started with three classes at Endeavor all at once. And so I wish I'd known a little bit more about the structure of the degree before starting. And I think that's probably something that a lot of people do a bit more research into than I did. And I definitely did a lot of more research into it when I was transferring over to Torrens. But if I'd known the way that you're supposed to progress through the classes, what foundational knowledge sort of connects to what, then I would have had an easier time starting. But I wish I'd known how big of a time commitment it can be as well, like how much time you have to, but also how much time you want to spend on the new knowledge. Like I always find myself in bed at like 10 p.m. on my phone, like reading articles about like nutritional compounds and stuff like that. And like, I wish I'd known that it was genuinely going to be a little bit hard to switch off the degree sometimes. Like it's something that if you're passionate about, you're going to want to spend all of your time and energy on it. And like, sometimes like, I don't want to go to work sometimes. Like I just want to sit like and think about herbs, it's such a weird space to be in. Something that I wish I'd known.
I love that. I'm guilty. I sit in bed at night and I'm thinking about like daydreaming about future practice and daydreaming about like and even like
Pinterest boarding.
Oh like, yeah, I'm a big Pinterest
same.
But also
it's a manifestation board.
Yeah, I agree. And also that feeling of like, I don't know enough. I need to know more so I can help people.
100%. I get stuck in that space all the time. And it's just the rabbit hole. You know, you think about one concept, you give it a little bit of a Google, and then you're 10 articles deep and you're reading something that has no relation at all to the original thing that you were thinking of.
Yeah. I'd like to think that's really reassuring though to our future patients, knowing that the people that are looking after them are absolutely obsessed.
Yeah, knowing that your practitioner is sitting in bed at 10 p.m. researching your case. Like she doesn't just switch off when the consult's over.
Absolutely. What is something that you've learned in your degree that you've been able to apply to your life personally? So we've got the ginseng and the lion's mane. Anything else?
So genuinely so much. I guess I've always considered myself a relatively health conscious person from a nutritional perspective, but there's just so much information out there that I think that studying naturopathy helped me to really cement what is actually important. Like I'm one of those people who would get so overwhelmed. Like I genuinely remember a time when I had a breakdown because the supermarket was out of walnuts and I was like, but I need to eat walnuts every day. Like walnuts are going to save the world. Like what am I going to do without walnuts? Like because of this probably overwhelming and sensationalized article I read about how walnuts are going to save the world. And so I think studying naturopathy helped me to get back to the basics of what plant compounds and what our macro and micronutrients actually do to get back to what is important, which is literally just eating a balanced diet.
Beautiful. Well said.
Thank you.
What has been some of your favorite resources? Now, this can be study related or it can be like in order to chill out and try and switch off. Oh, yes. Okay, for people that can't see.
Clinical Naturopathic Medicine by Leah Hatchmuth. And then the plant clinic, obviously, Erin Verinder. Plants for the People, we literally love these. These are my most used textbooks, I think. And then in terms of other textbooks, Caroline Fisher's Western Materia Medica is another one of my most used books. I don't have it in physical form, which makes me cry. So I will eventually get it in physical form, but that is such a fantastic book. In terms of other research, like resources, Instagram is a big one for me for finding out new information, all of the sort of like the natural health pages, like bioceuticals, metagenics, all of that. They've always got some really good information. They always got the latest up and coming herbal and nutritional research as well, which is cool. And I think other practitioners and other students are also like such an, like,
100%.
Like an underutilized resource as well. Like I love reading what my fellow students are doing and what other practitioners are doing. I think it's amazing.
And I think it's important to note that these are the people that are probably going to be looking at your cases too. Not the specifics, because we have privacy and confidentiality and all of that sort of stuff, but like we are a community within ourselves and we are all up and coming at the same time. We're going to be connecting with each other. We're going to be discussing the nitty gritty on a peer level to get different perspectives. And it's you've got to get amongst it. It's so cool. And it's so cool that we have the power to turn this into an incredible community.
Oh, 100%. And like the power of social media, like where I've been able to connect with people from all around, like outside of Australia, but like all around Australia as well. Like it's just so incredible.
Very cool. Very cool. So something I have to ask is, are you the only person in your current social circle studying at the moment?
No, I don't really know how to answer that question because I've met a lot of friends who I would now consider in real life friends that I meet up with from naturopathy who are also studying naturopathy. So I definitely, like they definitely also are studying, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of my like outside cohort, I'd say it's about a 50-50 split.
Oh, that's
between
really good.
People who are, yeah, either doing like their master's or they're moving on to other degrees now as well, or just like grad certificates and stuff like that. So I'd say there's actually a really good split of people who are studying and who aren't in my personal life.
That's great. So do you feel like you have a lot of support around you towards your studies?
Absolutely. I have a friend who we used to meet up for study dates every Tuesday and Friday, except we had to sort of cancel them because neither of us actually ended up getting any study done. Like we'd just go for a walk or we'd like go to the pool and like swim or like make smoothies and like sit in the sun. Like it was so unproductive.
That sounds like a really productive friendship. I love that.
It's really wholesome day, but like when we're busy with actual study, we're like, okay, we have to cancel the study dates so that we study.
Now, what is next for you when you complete your degree? What is the dream at the moment? What's on the Pinterest board? Tell me.
Goodness, there's so much on the Pinterest board. I've got about 15 of them going naturopathy-wise at the moment. It's very chaotic. I would love to open my own business where I do, you know, one-on-one naturopathy consults. I would also love to run group sessions, things like menstrual cycle health, gut health, that sort of thing. I would love to do that and reach like a wider audience. I want to get into research. Don't ask me what area, because all of them I'm particularly passionate about. As we've already talked about cancer, I'm passionate about gut health, menstrual cycle and women's reproductive health, mental health and stress management. There's so many areas that I want to go into. So many.
Beautiful. I love it. And the sky's the limit. You've got it all open for you. I love it. So where can our audience find you if they want to see more of you and get to know you? This is your shameless plug. Go for it.
I mean, my Instagram, it's @thestudentnat. I do have a TikTok. I don't know what my name is on TikTok though. _KWatso is my TikTok.
I will link your socials in the description for people too. Alrighty, lovely. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. It has been so lovely. So lovely getting to know you. You have the most gorgeous energy.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's been so fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it if you've made it this far. If you like the interview and you like what I do, please rate and follow the podcast on your chosen listening provider, as it not only notifies you of new episodes, but it also helps with my visibility on the platforms. If you're interested in being featured on the podcast, I've streamlined the process by creating a contact form on my website where you can say hi and let me know that you're interested. All of my social media accounts are linked there as well on my website. And there's even some podcast merch on there that's just come out from my husband. Thank you so much. As always, I'll link everything in the description that was spoken about on today's episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.